living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, you know, intelligence is not entirely inherited or fixed. That's what we're learning, at least, which is a good thing for those of us that struggle with it. I know I do. It's tough to learn sometimes, especially as I get a little bit older. So it's nice to know that I can improve my intelligence as I get older. It's known as plasticity. What that means is the brain can rewire itself and repair itself so that you can think better, remember better, recall things better. And I'm here with Dr. David Bardsley. I met him at a conference a few months ago, and he has a wonderful story. He's written a couple different books, and the one we're going to talk a little bit about today is a 7-step plan that he has for improving intelligence and brain function. Dr. Bardsley, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Michael.
So tell me a little bit, how did you get interested in studying brain intelligence, brain performance?
Well, that goes back a long way, Michael. As a child, I was actually diagnosed as mentally retarded, and I was institutionalized for a period of time. And, of course, it was a misdiagnosis. It took nearly a couple of decades before a correct diagnosis of Tourette syndrome and ADHD was made. So I've struggled, you know, my entire life with these problems. And then was probably about 6-7 years ago that I was in a grocery store. And I had stopped in on a Friday afternoon to pick up some things for the weekend. And the first thing on my list was some granola. So I went over to the bulk food section. They had 7 or 8 types of granola, and I picked the one I wanted. And I put it in the bag and put a closure on it. Then I went to look for the pin to write down the bin number, because in bulk food sections of stores, you have to write down an identifying number. But someone had taken the pin. So I thought, no big deal. I'll just memorize this 5-digit number. It's pretty simple. So I did that, and then I threw it in my basket and went on and did the rest of the shopping. But when I got up to the front of the store, I stood in back of a huge line and waited until I finally got to the cashier. And the young girl grabbed my groceries, and she scanned them very quickly. When it came to the granola, she went to look for the number, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't write the number on that because, someone had taken the pin. But the number is 8-6-7. And as I fumbled for the number, I heard someone at the back of the line. They kind of snickered and said, he's having a senior moment. And everybody, of course, chuckled, but I didn't chuckle. I was completely humiliated. And when I got out to my car afterwards, I just sat there for a few moments and I thought, you know, what just happened in there? I'm 58 years old. How can I be having a senior moment? And that was my wake-up call. That was my eureka moment. And it was the very next day I started my intensive research and investigation into the causes of cognitive decline and just what we can do to help reverse that.
Well, let's do this, because I know that I want my listeners to go check out your book, and we'll talk about a website here coming up where they can learn a little bit about you and purchase the book. But let's at least tease them a little bit, Dr. Bardsley, sure, with some of these steps that you cover. And I'm going to let you take off with this and just start, you know, with the first step and work us down through the seventh one.
Okay, well, certainly we need to look at, you know, what are the causes of mild cognitive impairment. And certainly the Center for Disease Control says that 50% of adults in America by age 40 start to show some signs of mild cognitive impairment. Now, that doesn't mean that 50% of people actually have diagnosable cognitive impairment, but they start to show some of those early signs. And some of the causes of it, some of them are relatively simple. You know, sleep disturbances are huge. And adults need 7 to 9 hours sleep a night, with rare exception. And one of the easiest things to test in psychology is the decrease in cognitive performance that's related to that sleep deprivation. So we need to get a good, solid night's sleep. And then we have to look at the toxic exposures, you know, the things in our environments. You know, what we take in through our food supply, insecticides, pesticides. Do we spray our house for insects or our community for mosquitoes? You know, there's not another week goes by, we're not told to another seafood product we can't eat because of the mercury contamination in the heavy metals. So we need to try to eliminate those, you know, from our daily lives. And certainly medications have tremendous side effects, often which infect us, which involve us cognitively. They decrease our cognitive ability, our intellectual ability. And they can be some of the over-the-counter medications. You know, if you walk down the aisle in any pharmacy and pull things off the shelves and read the labels, it'll say, do not drive a car or operate dangerous machinery while taking this medication, or caution, this medication, you know, may make you drowsy. Well, they say that because you may be taking it for your cold or flu symptoms, but unfortunately that medication also crosses the blood-brain barrier, gets into the substance of the brain, and slows down our thinking, our reaction time, our concentration. And how many people go to work every day during cold and flu season just load it down with these medications?
Right.
And certainly, you know, trauma is another thing. Mild repetitive head trauma. And the latest studies are coming out are simply frightening. And they're showing that even you don't have to be knocked unconscious or show a single sign of a concussion to have some cognitive damage from mild repetitive head trauma. And it can be as simple as things like kids playing soccer. And it's just, we should say that because this is the start of World Cup. Today is the first day of World Cup in Brazil. It's not the once or twice the player or the child even gets to head the ball in the game. It's the hundreds of times they do it lined up in practice, you know, just over and over and over again. And one of the other things is vitamin deficiencies. You know, there are lots of vitamin deficiencies here in America. You know, our food is so highly processed, there's not a lot of nutrition left in it. But we can also we can cause some vitamin deficiencies by some of the over-the-counter medications we take. You know, some of the medications for indigestion and gastric acid reflux, the so-called proton pump inhibitors. Well, they reduce the gastric acid, which is a wonderful thing for your gastric acid reflux. But they also shut down the production of intrinsic factor, which is a chemical that needs to be that a hormone that's produced by the lining of your stomach, which has to bond with a vitamin B12 before it can get absorbed. So people who take these on a regular basis very frequently have vitamin B12 deficiency. And one of the things it leads to tingling in the fingers and the toes, but also leads to memory loss. You know, people may recognize them by the brand names, you know, Nexium, Tegamet, Pepsi, you know, simple over-the-counter medication. And all the latest research is showing that the single best thing that we can do for our cognitive ability is the old use it or lose it principle. And unlike what we've believed for a long time, it's not using your brain that keeps it in tip-top form and will help increase your ability. It's vigorous physical activity.
Okay.
Physical activity. And all the research has shown that if you do daily vigorous physical activity, two things will happen. You will, first of all, increase 60 of the known neurotransmitters, which are those chemicals which allow the nerve impulse, the electrical impulse, to pass from one brain cell to the next. And the second thing that occurs is it actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells, new neurons. We call that neurogenesis. And it releases a hormone from your body called, has a big, long scientific name, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, but it actually stimulates the growth of new brain cells. We lose between 60,000 and 90,000 a day through natural attrition. And so we need to do whatever we can.
And that physical exercise can help to build that back up. Hey, real quickly, Dr. Bardsley, is there a website that people can go to check out your book and some other stuff that you're doing?
Sure. It's just drbardsley.com.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. It's an awesome story.
My pleasure.
An awesome guy. I really enjoyed meeting you back in New York. I want to wish you the best with the book. Go check out his website. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.